The plan is only a draft because the Florida Democratic Party is required to have a 30-day comment period and then take those comments into account before they submit their final plan. So the Rules and Bylaws Committee of the DNC, which will review Florida's plan and either find it in compliance with the national rules that were unanimously adopted or find it not in compliance, we'll wait for that final plan before it has a review.
Roosevelt said the DNC did want to make changes to the traditional early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire and made those changes last year. He said every state was invited to bid to move their primary up, but Florida was nowhere to be found.
The Democratic National Committee did add Nevada and South Carolina to the states that could go before February 5, along with Iowa and New Hampshire, in order to give more geographic diversity and population diversity to the early primary and caucus process. All states were allowed to apply to go before February 5th, and Florida did not apply.
Screven Watson is a former chairman of the Florida Democratic Party. He said he understands the Democratic National Committee's point of view on the issue, but says it's time to break up the Iowa-New Hampshire dominance.
And I have campaigned in Iowa. I've campaigned in New Hampshire. You know, wonderful places in our country, but isn't really representative of the country as it is today. You know, heavy ag interest, heavy union interest, you know, in Iowa and New Hampshire, maybe a little more with your senior population. But, you know, a lot of people feel that starting with Iowa and all the press attention, I mean, when you see that these candidates have been there, you know, 78 times, you know, that ought to change as well, that there ought to be other states. And there's nothing wrong with sprinkling one large state in there, be it Florida or California.
DNC Chairman Howard Dean has been relatively quiet prior to today about what the National Party might do, if anything at all, to sanction Florida and the candidates who compete in the January 29th primary. Conventional wisdom has been that Washington's opposition to the early date will eventually evaporate, but Dean was caught on camera earlier this month as saying that Florida would pay for its breaking the primary calendar.
Florida is a good example of that. They didn't leapfrog it, but they broke the thing, and their delegate, their primary essentially won't count. Anybody who campaigns in Florida is ineligible for delegates.
Lately, Florida Democrats have been using the D word, disenfranchisement, in discussing what it would mean if the National Democrats were to make the January 29th primary election essentially meaningless. Democrats have said that the DNC would be ill-advised to disenfranchise Florida Democrats, particularly in light of the 2000 election. Former State Party Chairman Screven Watson agrees.
Yeah, I think Dean is caught in some ways in that he's got to be, you know, the one state you don't want to disenfranchise people after the 2000 election is Florida. You know, so we got here how we got here. I mean, there's debate whether, you know, the D's knew what was going on. It isn't a Republican-controlled legislature and governor, so to some degree, you know, we couldn't have done this on our own. And, you know, I know the rules are there, but at some point, you know, you would hope that Dean would find a way out of this without taking delegates away from Florida, because I think that's just given our immediate history with 2000, that'd be the wrong play.
But the DNC's James Roosevelt says that argument isn't necessarily a winner for Florida's Democrats.
The National Democratic Party has been really in the lead of trying to enfranchise voters, both nationally and in Florida, as the Republican Party has had concerted efforts to disenfranchise voters. So the idea that the Democratic Party nationally would be disenfranchising voters really strikes me as kind of beyond the bounds of being reasonable.